Every night I lay in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
Hey everyone, happy new year, happy January 2024. Coming to you live from our kitchen counter instead of the dock. Yep. Andy and I thought after many weeks off, we would attempt to do this again. But this time we're doing a little bit of a rebranding. Not that we really took off with anything, but we decided that we're going to rebrand and just call this podcast From the Lake instead of From the Dock.
Yeah.
Not that we won't be on the dock sometimes, but just from the lake, whether it's in our house or outside. But yeah, and we're just
The reason why we picked to rebrand it is, to be honest, man, DOCK is just a hard acronym.
Yeah.
To kind of put something behind, after putting a poll out there and having many people vote on it, mm-hmm. it just didn't fit with the values, the core values of what we're trying to do with life podcast.
Yeah, and people had such good things that they sent us, but then I feel like it was so hard to pick what actually fit in our lifestyle. And I think that's what we were trying to get at versus just like words. We were trying to get at how to brand ourselves and our lifestyle and how we live.
Yeah, so this took us about 2 weeks, right, to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
a week, I would say.
Yeah, I was on a run and I had an idea. I'm like, and mm-hmm. I love the idea of us doing a podcast. It's awesome to try to touch people and deliver a message and maybe just help people, you know, mm-hmm. if just a small tidbit or something you can implement and get a little bit better with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on my run and I'm like, you know what? But we just got to have it more in line with our values and focused on, you know, what we like and what we enjoy doing, what we like talking about, and things that we kind of do in our schedule every single day. So we switched the acronym from dock to lake, mm-hmm. and with that rolls out the LAKE. So it's a little bit more in line with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do on this first podcast, we're just going to talk about what each acronym stands for here. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Then I feel like this is also going to just what these all stand for. This is what we're going to talk about in our podcast, really. Mm-hmm. Unless we just have random subjects we want to talk about, but I feel like we're just going to kind of circle through always on these topics. But L, we came up with living healthy, well-being. If you know us, especially me, Andy, we are all about our health. We have really deep dived, I would say, in the last, we've known each other for 10 years now, mm-hmm. but I've always been a healthy eater, but since having Declan, I feel like we both really honed in on it. And then the last 7 years, we really we went deep into the health journey. It's not, I always say, it's more than just eating grilled chicken and broccoli. We do so many different things to make sure that we feel our best. We're putting the best things in our body. And then, of course, fitness and walks and things, too.
Yeah, sure. So living healthy is just, the more and more I think about it, and if I'm eating bad or something like that, I always dial it back to man, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. You know, why? This is not going to end well, right? This is going to make me feel like shit. Mm-hmm. This is going to make me tomorrow regret this, not want to do this. So let's kind of keep it in line with, what I've been doing. And my focus is the 75 hard journey, right? So I've been doing this for a couple of years now. I wouldn't say on and off. So I've always been pretty consistent with it and try to do it. So this,
which it so matches your personality type,
right?
Me, discipline. Not so much. Yes.
Discipline. Right? Yeah. So I like it. I enjoy it so much. And it's so eye opening, how great I feel as a person, my attitude, my energy, everything that comes with it is just, why would you go away from it? So I've truly just embodied it and I just really enjoy it. I literally just got back from a 2-mile run,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, you know what? Let's just get it back into it. Let's get into this podcast.
Yeah. And I feel like coming off the holidays, do you feel better this year than you did in prior years or?
Yeah, 100%. Well, last year was tough.
Yeah.
It was a transition year for us. But this being the first year set anchored in our house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this was
easier to be in a routine.
Yes, yeah. This was very easy to keep in my routine, and it's so funny. Like you hear like all the people like separation season talking about that kind of stuff, and like I treat it like that almost every year. But last year, I really couldn't. We had so much going on. We're trying to transition. We're trying to get the house renovated. I'm driving kids back and forth to school. It's just been so much. So this year, and 2024 going forward, everything's going to be centered around that. Lifestyle and that for sure. Yeah.
And I feel like we'll definitely deep dive in as much as we can about how we live healthy and even like with the kids and things like that, but and the things that Andy and I do and what works for us. You know, we are two totally different personality types, but we do try to stick to like the same, you know, things, the same routines in the house. So and our next one, the A is for anchors. And we just put like the anchors in our life, like the things that really keep us centered and grounded, and especially with each other and as parents, you know, first is faith, 100%. First of all, I grew up like that. I grew up in a faithful house, you know, always going to church. You know, my dad had me as an altar server, like I was very involved, and he was too, always about praying and, you know.
Yeah, same with me too. You know, I kind of grew up in the Catholic household, but I never finished all my sacraments. So a big thing when I first met Darby was, you know, I have to get all my sacraments done before I marry her. You know, so I had to go back and get my confirmation. Mm-hmm. We had to go and get married in a church. That was her dad's one request, that we get married in a Catholic church. Mm-hmm. And in the last year or two, I've really dove into the Bible and just been super intrigued by it. And I think I'm about 200 days in a row straight into reading the Bible and just being into it. And it's so eye-opening to me, like how many things, you know, if you just kind of focus on your faith and everything like that, everything else just seems to be a little bit easier and lighter.
Mm-hmm. Always say that, like God first in everything, in everything you do. And it's like, it's really hard. It's a superpower. And I have these conversations with people all the time. It is such a superpower because especially in the day and age we live in, it's not easy. Like, it's not. It's so much easier to, like, give in to the worldly things and to what everyone else is doing and social media. Oh, my gosh. Like, you know, we're all so guilty of, like, indulging too much in that. But always knowing that having, you know, your faith first will always bring you back in, you know. Yeah. And, of course, like, again, we will deep dive into these things, I'm sure, and have a whole, like, a whole episode on faith and like the things that we do.
Yeah, and then the other part of anchors is personal development. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows now that personal development is so important, and the reason why I think it's so important is because I've been on this journey for personal development for 7-8 years now, listening to podcasts, reading books, trying to better myself. I always hear things in personal development and perspective changes. It makes me change the way I look at things, how I handle certain situations, and again, it teaches you how to set goals and go after new things, be ambitious, take risks and stuff like that. And then we have a call, so our Monday call, and we have a Wednesday call with my real estate team and a coach, and he said it on a call, he said, these are anchors throughout the course of the week, and that really kind of stuck with me. I like how he called it an anchor, because it's crazy, because Monday we'll have a great call, you're all super duper fired up, right? Tuesday, maybe it fades a little bit, and then Wednesday, boom, an anchor comes, and then it hits you right back to anchor you back in, keep you focused. So I think it's very important, personal development and faith.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing I think I was going to say is, like, I feel like personal development is such a broad subject for people, and, you know, I feel like a lot of people struggle with that because it's, like, information overload, and I just feel like it looks different for everybody. Like, I feel like I went hard with it for, like, 5 years, and then I was kind of like, all right, you know, like, I do things here and there, but, you know, it can be, like, overwhelming. So it's, like, whatever your routine and, you know, whatever matches you is what is right. You know, you don't always have to be like Andy, where he's like, everyone calls him a robot. And like, I always say that too. It's like an inside joke, but he is. Like, he's just like everything, you know, where me, I'm just like, you know, I'll read things here and there. Okay, take little nuggets in here and there. But yeah, definitely anchor in your life though. You absolutely, because we all have trauma, right? That awful word we hate saying, but we all have trauma, we all have stuff, we all have things that we need to work on. So at one point in your life, you have to read, you have to do something, you know, to just grow yourself for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That rolls into the next letter, K. Kids, obviously, we have three boys. Just strategically, how we parent, what we're trying to do. We just want to kind of shine light on different things that there are for you to try with your kids, mm-hmm. different ways of, you know, handling certain situations with your kids, you know, different things that we feed our kids, different diets, different routines, and things mm-hmm. of that nature. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Darby can elaborate a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, I always say, like, we are, like, far from perfect. Like, if you were a fly on the wall in our house, like, we are far from perfect parents, but we definitely are very, like, intentional with our kids and, like, the things that we say to them and, like, how we, like, encourage them. And, you know, we're very, like, you know, I don't want to say, like, we're so positive because I don't always like that, like, that toxic positivity, you know, rabbit hole you can go down with your kids, but we are, like, very intentional, and because we're so into personal development, we have the tools to, like, give it to our kids in little bite-sized pieces that they can absorb, right, and take into their everyday life, and whether it's in school or sports or whatever, and again, we aren't perfect, you know, and each kid is different. You have to approach each kid different, and I feel like parents need to hear that more often, because I feel mm-hmm. like we compare our kids way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We, you know, and it's natural. Like, you just do that. But, like, they're just because you birthed them does not mean they're going to be the same. Each of our kids are very different.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
I agree.
Very.
Yeah, and to tie them, the A and the K together, too, as well, the personal development, man, your kids are watching.
Yeah.
Your
I mean, it's so funny. It's kind of like, what's that called? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know the proper wording right now, so whatever, but it's like layers, like, okay, we live really healthy. I wish Anchors was on top, but it's okay. We live really healthy, the Anchors, right? And then our kids see that, like, and they do. Like, how about Nathan, just for fun, like, the other day, he was like, you know what I want to do when I grow up? What do you say to you?
I'm going to go to the gym.
I'm going to go to the gym, work out, and be really strong so I can pick someone up and throw them really far. Like, he's just so funny. Like, yeah. That's like... He's so, yeah, like, our kids are watching. And even Declan, like, he's just, listen, again, they're kids, so, you know, they're far from perfect, too. But they know how to make good choices for themselves at this age, right? So it's, you know, and we're lenient, but we, you know, we try to let them also be kids, right? People say that, be kids. Yeah. There was one other thing I was going to say on that, and I kind of...
Come back to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then E, exceptional marriage. I think that's a big one, right? Because, again, that ties into all these different things. Exceptional marriage, marriage by God, living healthy, mm-hmm. keeping a healthy, non-toxic environment
yeah.
that will have your exceptional marriage thrive. How to be better, obviously, with communication in the marriage and in front of the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it all kind of just ties together. I think we did really good with the acronym. Just in general, just picking up these.
Yeah, little... I know. And props to you, though, because you picked them all out. And I was just like, that's great, that's great, that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you picked them all out. But yeah, again, with this subject, we are far from perfect. But, you know, we have our little arguments, like, you know, we have our little things. But, you know, everyone always says, oh, you need to, like, really fight. But, like, I don't know, we really... don't yeah. sometimes, like,
yeah.
you know, like, you know, I don't know.
But well, I think you hear it all the time. Well, think about it. When you're at work and you hear someone talk about their relationship
mm-hmm.
and how their relationship is not
mm-hmm.
such and such and such, whatever, and then you truly encompass the gratitude of your certain situation because you yeah. hear these other type of situations that are going on, and, you know, we don't want to be like that. We don't want our kids to explain to their kids, like, oh, my parents yeah. do this, my parents do that. Like, we yeah. don't do this, we don't do that, you know, so.
We're very, like, and again, we're humans, right? We're not perfect. But I think I'm going to say this in every single podcast episode because, like, people need to hear that. Like, we do not think we are, like, at all. But, you know, we are very loving in front of our kids, you know, and the kids, like, love it, especially Nathan, because he's, like, a mush. He loves seeing stuff like that. Declan, he'll smile and things, but, like, we're very loving. So, again, like, we're really intentional with how we are as a couple, you know. We are always, like, thinking about each other, you know, regardless, like, I am a mom, so I get overwhelmed and things like that, but we definitely try to, like, really put each other first, like, before the kids. Like, we always remind ourselves, like, when we started having kids, well, Andy, and we actually had an episode where we talked about this, but Andy has, like, kind of, like, pulled me aside and was like, listen, like, you know, I don't want us to be another statistic, and I'm not saying this is what's going on, but, like, you know, we see this so often. Like, we need to always remember, now that Declan's in the picture, that we are first. And that could be hard sometimes, you know, but we've always done that. We've always really tried to put ourselves first, and we'll continue to talk about that, the things that we do, the book that we read, or the books that we read, because we did the 5 love languages, you know, and just really trying to understand each other and,
and grow an intimacy.
Yeah. And not being afraid to either. Like, oh my gosh, I could talk about that forever, you know, not being afraid to continue to pursue your partner, you know, like, yeah, life is so busy and hectic, but, and listen, there's some nights where Andy and I are like, yeah, look, let's go to bed. Like, this is, we don't need to talk about anything, but, you know, always setting aside time for each other. And yeah, so,
yeah.
And we're looking at our cat, who's,
yeah, because
he should have fit in here somewhere, actually.
Smacking papers off the wall.
Cry. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are our 4 acronyms: Living Healthy, Anchors, which is faith and personal development, kids, and having an exceptional marriage. And sorry if you can hear that, it's okay. This is our life, and Mr. Gray's now crumbling the paper that he took off the fridge and meowing at us.
Yeah, it's real. We're going to keep it real, too. You might have kids yelling in the background, or whining, or cat scratching papers.
Well, we'll try. Listen, even though this is life, we're trying not to do it in the middle of our crazy, hectic day. That's why we're doing it at 9:30 at night, because we do.
So our goal, guys, is to bring a new podcast every week to you guys and load it up on all the platforms that you see. You can listen to any podcast, too. So we just want to take this time to introduce our podcast, let you guys know kind of what we're doing and what you're going to see and hear from us going forward.
And be sure to follow us. Be sure to listen in every week. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Maybe there's a subject you really want to hear us talk about, something that if you follow us on social media, whether it's me... Oh my god, unreal.
Comment, like, subscribe.
Unreal that he just did that.